Welcome to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, November 24th, 2013. The Reverend Bill Lane is preaching. Today's sermon is The Death of Thanksgiving. The New Testament reading for today is Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 through 20.
Well, I guess in some ways we should start the memorial service, right? This is the death of Thanksgiving in there. It was interesting this week. Again, I'm getting stereotyped because people walked in and says, "Oh, Bill's preaching," because it's a bizarre sermon title, The Death of Thanksgiving, in there. But let's stop and think about it for a moment. On Thursday, the Macy's Parade will happen, right? It's been going for 80-some-odd years into there, and being televised for a good portion of its time. One of those first big parades being televised. It kicks off that season. We see the dancers from the Broadway shows and singing, celebrities waving from the big turkeys in there on that. And if you remember the movie, and I always refer to the original, Miracle on 34th Street, that kind of lifts up part of that. What happens there when they get done, Santa Claus says, "Come in, come shopping at Macy's, has everything for you." And it's actually, the doors are open right then to come on, trickle in, to come shopping on that particular day. So it's nothing really new when we hear, I guess, in a sense of the Thursday night, 8 o'clock, stores are opening up. Get that great deal that in there. There are people last year that reportedly camped out in front of stores 2 and 3 days and sometimes even a week prior to that Thursday opening in their tents and sleeping bags. The priorities is kind of shifted in there in that shopping is what this season we're kicking off. But okay, maybe you're not into that, into the shopping realm of there. You're more into the football realm in that, and even basketball and hockey are starting to weave in. Everyone wants to buy a little time of that. And so there are people we look at going to a football game, not just watching on TV, but going to that Thanksgiving football game. And again, if you've ever gone to any major sports, it's not just show up 5 minutes before kickoff in there. You show up a couple hours early, maybe it's in the parking lot to get your seats and whatever prior to. So your day is basically shot in doing that. So has Thanksgiving truly died in there? We lift up saying, "Oh, well, you know, it has. It has for some, because those poor workers that have to show up either to the games or to the shopping places, their Thanksgiving is ruined in there." And I can speak partly in truth, because when I worked for Mervyn's as a manager there, now we didn't have these crazy things starting out on Thursday. We started on Friday with an early opening. And for us, that early opening was 8 o'clock in the morning. But that meant, because we allowed our employees on Wednesday to do the basic close down that's necessary, we did no presets. It was then Friday morning, which meant we had to be there 4 hours prior to store opening. So if you do the math, that's 4 o'clock in the morning. Let me tell you, people are just full of energy at 4 o'clock in the morning to start getting ready for the Christmas in there, to play out all the sales. And it was a miracle in the sense of, even then, how many people were waiting outside the doors 2 hours prior in that. In fact, I can remember on one particular time, I go to open the door, and on Black Friday, or on our super sale at Mervyn's, we had actually in our policy that said that on those days, it required a minimum of 2, if not 3 people to open the doors. And this was in part so that you could unlock it and have 2 receiving people, some the people working in our stock area, leaning against the door so that no one could push against it, or else your key might snap off into it. So there was all in that protection, and then you stepped back very quickly to allow that thrust to come through there. Well, on this one particular day, I'm opening the site. Unusually, I tried to volunteer for the mall entrance one because no one could be at that gate in there prior to it. It was the safer one, but I lost out. I guess it was because of my great looks did better of holding doors back. But on this one particular time, I have my key in there to do the unlock, and that I have my two receiving guys are standing left and right. They hold back the door. Just as they step away, this woman comes just charging right through. She must have gotten a 100-yard start because she hits that door, flings those doors, wham, back, runs another 8 to 10 feet. Then she got airborne. I don't know how, flew 25 feet in the air, lands down onto this basket. These are these bins, you know, these big bins stand about 4 feet, 3 to 4 feet high, and we put stuff into them to bring out on the floor, and we have it out there full of towels, leaps, lands, belly flops right into the towels, go, mine, in there. And of course, one of my salespeople, and the basket, of course, slides, which is just great, because it's on wheels. She doesn't go that far, because it kind of bumps into one of my salespeople, who then turns to the lady and says, there's an 8 limit. Her whole purpose, though, was to dig through these towels and to find, she knew the 8 limit, to find 8 of the color and size that she wanted, but she didn't want anyone else to touch them prior. Her whole priority, and we kind of been talking and joking with her sort of later into that, was that, yes, all day, the day before, she was gearing up, going through ads in there, and looking for what places to be and where to be, and she had just come from someplace else and wanted, and lucked out there, and that's why she was running toward this particular spot in there. Her whole focus on that Thursday in listening to her story was not on Thanksgiving. It was on the day after. Her whole focus turned and looking through the ads and the papers and stuff and turning to what the world called for the consumerism. Now, I'm not knocking the fact that there are great sales that happens in that. And that that in some ways retail is pulling on us who have kind of coming out of recession maybe, have had financial struggles and tightness in there, and that we want to get that deal in there. And they're baiting us by saying for only 2 hours, for only 6 hours, knowing that we're hungry in the sense of spending. Because it is, they talk about shopaholics of that drug effect that hasn't, that pulls upon us of wanting to spend that money, buy that perfect present, have that moment on Christmas then, is that all that rush into it. And the retail people know that, and they play upon that. Because you see, if no one showed up Thursday at 8 o'clock in the evening, it would not be profitable, and we wouldn't have that. So it is us of the world who's made the decision to follow the world in that. And maybe to get the death to Thanksgiving. Maybe to start to write that obituary and to start to write, to do the memorial for Thanksgiving. But I don't want to give up hope yet. I think there is hope. I think we have to maybe look at Thanksgiving for what it is and what the purpose of it originally is. It's interesting. In the New Testament, in the Old Testament and New together, Thanksgiving, giving thanks, is mentioned some 87 times, with two-thirds of that being in the New Testament itself. Paul himself lifts it up a lot of saying thanks. He does this to the Colossians. The Colossians, they're on a major thoroughfare in Asia Minor, turns out to be Turkey today. Big roadway. The world is definitely coming through them back and forth. They're seeing the trades and everything else coming back and forth. And so Paul knows the struggles that the Colossians are going to have with all the influence of the world coming upon them. So he starts, not in this portion, but prior to this, he starts off by saying, thank you. Thank you for your faith in God. Keep up that good works. Very typical of what Paul writes in a lot of his opening letters, is saying thanks. I know you've kept the faith. I know it's hard at times and struggling into that. So maybe the first thing that we need to think of Thanksgiving is to look at ourselves as saying, thank you, God, for being there in the struggles, of being there in the challenges in our life. And we don't have to have a day to do that. We can do that each and every day of that. Further, Paul goes on to say thanks in the sense of thanks to God for creation, for this world. As I shared with the children, the multicolors that we see at this time. And I wish I could have shown all of you. Of course, you could have all come up, I guess, to see it, the pictures and stuff, of these wonderful, vivid imageries of children and animals, in a sense, of creation, lifting up creation, of these beautiful scenes in that. And above all, God is the creator. God is the creator. And Paul is recognizing that by saying God created everything here and in heaven. Another reason for thanks. And Paul lifts up a third reason, and that is of Jesus Christ, God's Son. And sometimes that's the one that we don't take as much as seriousness. We pray to Christ for our sins, for redemption. We're grateful that He died for us. But do we say thank you? Do we say thank you, God, for the sacrifice that you made? Do we say thank you to Jesus Christ? Do we give that thanks? And it goes a little bit further than just saying, thank you for forgiving my sins. But do we also say thanks for those who have forgiven me in there? Not just the one-way street. Paul is challenging us to look at the world and to lift the thanks that needs to be given for the world and to the world as that example. Maybe Thanksgiving isn't dead, but maybe it's a challenge now for us to live with a thankful heart, not just on that Thursday morning or afternoon or around a turkey for 5 minutes in it, but maybe it's being thankful each and every day. That's probably our challenge. And if we do that, and we keep our faith strong in Jesus Christ, then Thanksgiving never dies. It lives each and every day. Amen.
You have been listening to Community Presbyterian Church Sermon Podcast. To learn more about Community Presbyterian Church and its ministries, come visit us at 2800 Georgia Street in Vallejo, California. Or visit our website, cpcvallejo.org. You can also email us at cpcvallejo@sbcglobal.net. Have a blessed day.